Welcome back here to Coach's Corner, and we are joined by head tennis coach Jordan Cressup here for the Wolverines. And Coach, just talk about how your season has been going, or now that it's in the books, just kind of talk about the season.
Yeah, we had a pretty successful year this year. You know, we kind of always just talk about improving day by day and peaking at the end of the year, and I felt like that's what we did. I'm just looking at the season as a whole in general. You know, had some big wins here and there and ended up playing our best tennis overall at the end of the season in the playoffs. And so ultimately that's all you can ask for, and I felt like our kids did a good job of just having that mindset of improving day by day and peaking at the end.
Yeah, and for those who don't know, just talk about how many players that you had on your team and a few who really stood out this season.
So we had a few returning seniors at one singles, primarily one singles all year. We had Madison Packer, and at two singles we had Cora Endress, and then sort of in the three doubles range we had Jamie Bartle and Kelly Mukkola, you know, playing primarily three doubles there. And it's been kind of that group of seniors that has been playing for a while, our great leaders, our captains of this team, and they kind of, you know, take the team by the reins and pull everybody together and show and model and demonstrate what it is to be a senior. And their leadership kind of brought us forward ultimately this year, and then we have, you know, some younger girls stepping up this year. Anna Fehmeyer and Katie Fehmeyer, the sister duo at one doubles, had a incredibly successful year. I believe Katie Fehmeyer ended up 15-10, and Anna Fehmeyer ended up 18-10. Anna had the extra, you know, section matches there. So an incredibly successful year to go over 500 as a sophomore and an eighth grader at the one doubles spot is very impressive, and they put in the work, and they had a great year. And at three singles we had Libby Hartman. She's a sophomore, and she's been playing for a few years now, and she took some steps forward and went 19-10 as a sophomore at three singles. And at two doubles we had Kayla Meeks and Mercedes Schultz primarily, and once again they had a great year as well. Kind of struggled there at the beginning of the year, lost some close matches, but then at the end of the year they were flipping those matches around, and couldn't be more proud of those girls too.
And you talked about it a little bit earlier about how you feel like your team was playing their best tennis at the end of the year. Talk about a couple of those things that helped them get there.
Like I mentioned earlier, just the senior leadership between, you know, our captains Kelly Mukkola, Madison Packer, and Cora Endress, they just get it, and they understand what it means to be a solid competitor, what it means to improve on a daily basis, approach practice every day, you know, work hard with a positive mentality. And they're so coachable, and they take things to heart. They just improve, and they work hard at things, and they're such great teammate to everybody on the team, and they inspire everyone else through, you know, vocal leadership and by example. And so I would say that was a big reason we improved, you know, so much and peaked at the end of the year, was our senior leadership.
And Coach, just talk about a few of those players that you had this year, maybe not ones who maybe got the most recognition, but some who really took a big step this year and really made a great leap in terms of their development as a tennis player.
I would say that kind of that two doubles team of Kayla Meeks and Mercedes Schultz, they're both juniors, kind of flew, you know, under the radar. You know, they played a lot together last year, and they played together this year, of course. This year they lost a lot of those close matches. They lost quite a few matches in the third set where they're right there, but they just couldn't get over the hump. And then, you know, towards the end of the season, they were one of our stronger positions of our lineup. And so those two really, they were a solid part of our lineup. And, you know, against any team, no matter who it was, you can always count on our two doubles team compete until the end, and you know, towards the end of the year, getting a majority of the wins there. So I like that two doubles team.
And Coach, now looking at yourself here, just for those who don't know, how long have you been the tennis coach at Wadena Deer Creek, and just kind of talk about what it's been like with your time here?
Yes, yep. So this is my fifth year coaching the tennis team here at WDC. You know, to start in the first year, we had 11 girls total on the team, and a few of those girls were, you know, junior high kids, and so including, you know, Madison Packer, Cora Endress, and Kelly Mukkola, Kayla Meeks as well. They were kind of our backbone, I guess, back then to start. And we had to forfeit a lot of different matches at a lot of different positions due to injuries and things like that. And the wins weren't necessarily there. They were few and far between with the whole group. And so, you know, we just kind of had that mindset, improved day by day. Next year, we were, you know, a little bit more competitive, more numbers overall. And then the next year, same thing. And then the following year, we had another group, you know, this group of sophomores that has really contributed. And then we had a few more of this group of juniors come out, and then some more seniors came out. And you know, now we're up to right around 30 girls, 7 through 12, on a consistent basis. And that is so crucial and necessary to having a good program. And of those 30 girls, they are all such great kids, and they do the right things on the court and in the classroom. And so it's just been fun to see kind of the development of everybody in general, you know, because we've been through the ups and downs, and these girls just had positive mentalities and mindsets, and they got past the losing way back when, you know, and the struggles, fought through it, and, you know, here we are.
And how great is that for you, not only to see the program getting better and getting more of that infrastructure, but also just how much that is helping these girls develop, not only as tennis players, but just as athletes and just in general?
Yeah, it's huge, you know, because, you know, that's life in general. You're going to go through your struggles and your ups and downs, and if you just stay the course, if you just stay in the moment and do the right things on a daily basis, that, you know, good things will eventually happen, and you got to be patient with it. And I think those traits, those characteristics are what we talk about all the time. And I think whether they know it or not, this group of girls has learned those things just by being a part of this program. And some of those skills and those traits are invaluable, and it helps not only in tennis and sports and their other sports and whatever it may be, but off the court as well. And that's kind of what we're all about as a program, is to learn these valuable, you know, life lessons.
And part of that development is you got to see girls like Maddie Packer get to state. Just talk about her performance down there and how cool it was to have a Wolverine down at that level and compete very well.
Yes, it was something special to see. It really was. Last year, as a junior, there was no individual tournament, no individual section tournament. So we kind of missed out. Maddie missed out on her opportunity to go to state last year, which was a real bummer. You know, not a whole lot we could do about it, but, you know, she's been good throughout her entire career. She's been, you know, a solid player. But there was, you know, a few times, you know, early on in her career, freshman, sophomore year, where there was a couple players that just kind of had a slight edge on her, and Maddie just couldn't beat them. And now, you know, her junior, senior year, she really just got over the hump. You know, she ended up beating those players, ended up flipping those matches around, and that's just a testament to her and her work ethic. Nobody works harder than Maddie Packer, and nobody enjoys, you know, playing and competing more than Maddie Packer. And ultimately, she's just a great model and representative of WDC tennis and the school and the community in general. I've heard from numerous coaches, numerous players from other towns, other communities that have, you know, congratulated her on all of her success this year and her career. And they're going out of their way to call me, email, you know, text, whatever it may be, to congratulate her on her achievements. And I think that goes a long ways, is when those people from outside of the community are noticing how, you know, she handles herself, the way she respects her teammates, the way she respects her opponents, the way she respects the game, and is such a good sport. Everybody notices that, and it's shown here the last few weeks how much support she's had. And to see her go out and play incredibly well in the state tournament and go 3-1 in a state tournament is awesome. You know, we sat down, me and Packer, beginning of this year, and, you know, we went through some goals, and, you know, she's not a super outspoken person or player. So she just, her goal was to work hard, play hard, and improve. And we were just sitting there 1-on-1, and I kind of just waited for her to say it, because we both knew what her goal was. I just wanted her to say it out loud, and waited about another minute or two, and sure enough, got it out of her that she ultimately wanted to go to state. So I thought that was a pretty cool moment. She said it at the beginning of the year, and she really just spoke it into existence, and it was a cool experience.
And it was a great season for her and a great season for the rest of your tennis team. Coach, thank you so much for joining the program. Great season this year. Best of luck into next season.
Thank you very much, CJ. Appreciate the time.